Most of us have a dentist. We go twice a year for cleanings, once a year for x-rays. But for the state's 800,000 low-income residents, finding a dentist is not so easy. Harriet Huri Ronvig knows this firsthand.
I had serious problems with a molar.
Harriet is blind, and she's on MassHealth, the state's Medicaid program.
I needed a root canal and a crown. So those two things together were upwards of, I think, $3,000.
MassHealth didn't cover that. So Harriet negotiated a payment plan with her family dentist. It took her more than 4 years to pay it off. And after all that, there were complications with the root canal, and she had to have the tooth pulled.
It got complicated because, in reality, my dentist belonged to a group of dentists in Davis Square. And about 5 years ago, those dentists decided that all their MassHealth recipients should go out to a clinic in Stoneham.
The dentist decided to stop taking MassHealth from patients older than 21 at their Somerville location. Harriet would have to take 2 buses to get to the other clinic in Stoneham. But because she's blind, her dentist continued to treat her in Somerville.
He still takes me, but my daughter, she goes to the one in Stoneham.
The choice made by that group of dentists is not unique. In fact, most dentists in Massachusetts and the nation do not take Medicaid.
There's a different professional ethic within dentistry about serving the poor.
Nancy Turnbull is a health policy lecturer at the Harvard School for Public Health.
That's not to say that there aren't lots and lots of dentists who do feel an ethical and professional obligation to participate in the Medicaid program and provide care to the poor, but my experience and observation is that that is a less part of the dental profession.
Turnbull says Medicaid is not as financially important to dentists as it is for other healthcare providers.
There has been diversification of services that many dentists provide, and particularly cosmetic kinds of procedures, you know, teeth whitening. There's been an explosion of providing braces to adults.
The explosion of cosmetic services like these can lead to a lucrative practice, especially for dentists whose patients are able to pay out of pocket.
We have overheads, we have employees, we have rents, we have taxes, we have ever-increasing regulations to have to deal with. So people make their economic choices.
Michael Wasserman is the president of the Massachusetts Dental Society, which represents the majority of dentists in the state. Only 35% of the society's members accept Medicaid. Wasserman blames it on MassHealth reimbursement rates, which he says are unreasonably low, and limited dental benefits for the poor.
It is the deterrent. People are going to come in their office, you're not going to be able to do very much for them. And then with the little that they can do, the reimbursement is not very good. So it's a bit of a turnoff for them in terms of providing the care.
Wasserman has a private practice in Pittsfield. He's part of the 35% who accept MassHealth. He says that several years ago, lawmakers made it possible for dentists to limit the number of Medicaid patients they accepted. This was done to calm a fear among dentists that if they took MassHealth, they would be flooded with low-income patients.
You can basically what they call close your panel, and then if you want to, you can open it. But you are allowed to limit the number of patients that you see.
Wasserman says this was a good incentive that helped increase the number of providers who accept MassHealth patients. Still, access to dental care remains a major problem for the poor.
There's just a tremendous need out there in the population.
William Horgan is the dental director at the Joseph Smith Community Health Centers in Waltham and Alston. Community health centers are often the only reliable dental care option for low-income people.
We have like a waiting list that's a year and a half long.
People waiting on that list can eventually get dental services at a reduced rate, which they pay on a sliding scale based on their income. And if patients are uninsured or underinsured, the center can bill the Health Safety Net, a reimbursement fund designed specifically for community health centers and hospitals. While the Health Safety Net does not cover all dental services, it does reimburse for many of the procedures MassHealth will not cover, including root canals, crowns, and bridges for some teeth, as well as partial and full dentures. But community health centers are maxed out with dental patients. Between its 2 locations, the Smith Community Health Center has 7 dental chairs, but that's not enough for the 800 people they have on their waiting list. Recently, they received grant support for a new building, which will double the size of their dental clinics.
Believe me, everybody in here is very excited about that because Nobody feels the pressure more than we do. I mean, how would you like to tell someone that needed filling or needed a denture, well, I'm sorry, you're going to have to wait 6 months before we can do it? I mean, it's a terrible thing to have to do day in and day out.
Horgan says that while access to care would be better for poor people if more dentists took Medicaid, it wouldn't solve the problem, not unless reimbursements improve and MassHealth dental coverage becomes more comprehensive.
Society has to value this care more than it currently does.
And for Dr. Horgan, that's really the bottom line. Ibi Caputo, WGBH, Boston Public Radio.